Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Sold Duets by Waidaka. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
When Waidaka drops an album, you know he means business. And he has a catalog to prove it. This Kenyan producer is no stranger to my reviews, with me having reviewed his 2020 project titled BLK2541. That's some interesting coding to that album title, but I digress. I listened to his latest offering, Sold Duets, while taking a long walk, experiencing a little bit of nature and fresh air, and I just thought this might be a good album for this, so I went for it. And it was an intriguing listen, so to speak. What I didn't expect is how the music made me feel, in tandem with me doing this physical activity of walking. It was like taking an escape from the real world and appreciating the simplicity of everyday feelings, such as love expressed like in a relationship sense. This made me think about the songwriting here, but what really stood out became the way different artists actually paired throughout Sold Duets as a project to tell unique stories of duality. You know, my perspective versus your perspective, male, female, and it kind of keeps going in that direction. When these stories are put together on this project, you're now within a whole different element. Each artist that features on Sold Duets did an exceptional job in elevating their own talent, as pretty talented people, by the way, but that's more so alongside others, without being drowned out or losing the essence of why we love them individually. That plays out well for the authenticity of Sold's Duets and gives it a nice listening longevity when you go from track one, which is kind of like a spoken word type sort of thing, which is a great intro, by the way, and then you just move through the actual sort of music, the stuff that you latch on towards, the vibes. For example, track two, the vibe you get from it is kind of like a Sade type of feeling, and it's just so magnetic, it draws you in. One thing many people might not instantly appreciate about Sold Duets, and particularly about this album, is the logistical heavy lifting needed to get all these talented acts together on a project and to get them seamlessly sounding like they were all in one room when everything was being put together. The music, the vocals, the mixing, the mastering, everything. It all sounds like it was just glued together in one setting. And that's extremely challenging to do. No wonder Sold Duets took a few years to put together, but after it was released, I think there was some really great feedback on social just about how it was sounding and how it was received by general listeners and critics alike. Shout out to the team behind the technical aspects on Sold Duets. It was mixed and mastered by Giggs, recorded by Waidaka himself, Tawala Beats, and Dilly. If you're into R&B soul of any kind, this is the type of album you should be listening to. It gives you an interesting perspective. From a Kenyan point of view, I think they nailed it. One of the best Kenyan albums I have heard in recent times, and that's saying quite something. I rate Sold Duets by Waidaka a 9 out of 10. Comes highly recommended. And that wraps it up for May's Best African Projects. What projects made it onto your list of best releases of the month? Let me know in the comments below and let's have a healthy discussion around it. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Ndende. By the way, before I dip, my website is now up and running. MJWemoto.com, MJWEMOTO.com. Just check it out. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Peace. Day and day.
This podcast is hosted by MJ.